beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace.
Sometimes it's very hard to talk about pain, about people who have left you, of moments of humiliation that you are yet to have the courage to speak about, or about memories that hurt you to the core. I have realized that people have different ways of coping with pain. Some people will speak about it, share the pain with tears, hoping to find their loved ones around to support and help them heal. Some prefer to keep the pain to themselves, let it brew within you, and as the bitterness grows within, they turn bitter, sometimes using sarcasm to fight the pain. Some people will let it be, allowing the healing to happen from within, the pain simmering within. And a day will come when they decide to forgive themselves, letting their spirits grow lighter, and they learn to be kinder to kindred souls around them. Then, of course, there are people who have not been able to evolve, to even understand the pain that is torturing them, and they live on, never accepting, never encountering the pain, and never healing themselves in the process. As a young girl, I faced such emotional pain by creating my world of fantasies. I made myself loose in my magical world with people who were kind and forgiving. I was incapable of dealing with it because I was too young, but old enough and maybe intelligent enough to understand pain. My world was my happy place. And I retreated into it when I encountered harsh situations. I never learned to be sharp and smart at dealing with such situations. Then I grew up and learned that it was not the best way. The pain was still there, and I could never discuss it with anyone because I chose to turn away from it, to ignore. Acknowledging would make it harder for me. Because then I would have to confront them, talk about them, and grow as a person. It was painful, and I was confused. It took me most of my adult life to gather enough courage to face my pain, to tell myself that this person who is part of my family is humiliating me, or this friend's sarcastic comments hurt deep, and should not be tolerated. But I'm yet to speak up. Tell the person who have hurt me that I'm not okay, that I'm in pain, and that I demand an apology, or maybe even an acknowledgement. I'm not sure if I'll ever have that courage to do it, but I know I will not let myself be in pain. I have learned to heal. And I think we should all be entitled to that awareness and opportunity to heal. Are you able to connect with my thoughts on healing? Are you someone who have learned to heal in your special way? It is never easy, but it is worth trying. And all of us deserve to be at peace with ourselves. Don't you think so?